The state's two senators were split in their votes on expanding background checks for gun sales. Republican senior Senator John McCain voted yes, while Republican Jeff Flake, who is in the first year of his new term in the Senate, voted against the expansion. Since that vote, Flake has been the target of protests, and polling released today shows that vote is influencing public opinion of him. Tom Jensen is the director of public policy polling, which conducted surveys in Arizona after the vote.
This was the first poll we'd taken looking at Jeff Flake's approval rating since he was elected in November, and he's actually already the most unpopular senator in the country. Only 32% of voters approve of him, 51% disapprove.
Jensen attributes this low approval rating to Flake's vote against expanding background checks. Though the bill got more than 50 votes, it failed because it needed 60 votes to pass. Flake was among the 46 senators who voted against the expansion, and Jensen says Flake's negative approval rating is reflective of the fact that support for expanding background checks crosses party lines in Arizona.
And it's not surprising that this vote is proving to be such a problem for him, because 70% of Arizona voters support background checks. And that's 92% of Democrats, 71% of independents, and you even see 50-44 support among Republican voters there. So very much something where we see bipartisan support.
Another researcher, Jeffrey Guerin, president of Hart Research Associates, says this should come as no surprise to senators because polls showed public support ahead of the background check vote.
I think what they thought is that this is an issue that didn't matter to people, or that folks wouldn't be really paying attention, or that once the vote was over, the issue would be over and the public would move on to other things.
Even though senators such as Flake won't have an election for another 5 years, Guerin says this issue could affect them in the future. He attributes that opinion to the groups that have organized in support of changing the country's gun laws.
Groups that are, you know, have both a personal commitment and real political sophistication, as well as real resources, so that there is, I think, a determination to keep this part of the political dialogue and conversation.
Public Policy Polling did the survey released today, and while it's a company that works for Democrats, Jensen, the director, says his polling was accurate for the presidential and all Senate races in the last election.
Our final poll on the Arizona Senate race, we had Jeff Flake winning by 5 points. He won by 3. So we've shown that even though we're a Democratic polling company, more than anything else, we're just trying to measure public opinion as accurately as possible.
Jensen says there's been more focus on Flake's vote because of his friendship with former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords and her new political action committee focused on reducing gun violence. She and others have been scrutinizing Flake for his vote.
I feel like that scrutiny, maybe more so even for other senators, has really created the conditions for this vote to really be a political liability for him.
The polling also shows the vote could have implications for the Republican push to attract Hispanic and Latino voters.
Arizona, Hispanics support background checks by a 75-21 margin, so that's even more than voters in the state overall do. And among Hispanic voters, 61% said they were less likely to vote for Jeff Flake in a future election because of this vote, only 10% more likely.
The sponsors of the bill to expand background checks for gun sales say they plan to bring the bill back for another vote. I'm Andrea Kelly, Arizona Public Media.